Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Now that the House of Representatives has impeached President Trump, the article of impeachment is waiting to be transmitted to the Senate. The case is not expected to be tried in the chamber until after President-elect Joe Biden is sworn into office. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the Senate's Republican leader has not indicated how he'll vote on the case.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he hasn't made a final decision on how he will vote on the article of impeachment. He also says the Senate will not hold a trial until Joe Biden is sworn into office. If Trump is convicted in the Senate, lawmakers will also vote on whether to ban him from seeking public office again.
NPR's Windsor Johnston reporting. Stocks opened higher this morning as the Labor Department reported a sharp increase in the number of people filing for unemployment benefits. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose nearly 150 points in early trading.
New unemployment claims rose sharply as the new year began. Claims for state benefits jumped 23% last week, while claims under a newly reinstated federal program soared 75%. Altogether, more than 1.2 million people applied for jobless aid last week as a surge in coronavirus infections continues to weigh on big parts of the U.S. economy. President-elect Joe Biden is set to deliver a speech tonight on his plans to address the pandemic, as well as the resulting economic woes. Biden reportedly will call for additional relief spending in excess of $1.5 trillion, including $1,400 in direct payments to most Americans. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
More than 3,800 people died of COVID-19 Wednesday in the U.S. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. Nearly 233,000 new cases of the coronavirus were reported. So far, more than 23 million virus cases have been identified in the U.S. Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is being charged with two counts of willful neglect of duty. Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody reports these charges stem from the water crisis that began 7 years ago in the city of Flint.
When he was governor, Rick Snyder appointed emergency managers to run the city of Flint. The governor's appointees switched the city's drinking water source to save money. But improperly treated water damaged the city's pipes, releasing lead into Flint's drinking water. At least a dozen people died from Legionnaire's disease during an outbreak that coincided with the city's water crisis. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel has announced a Thursday morning news conference where she is expected to detail the charges against Snyder and other former members of his administration. Snyder is the first governor in the state's history to be charged with crimes related to their time in office. For NPR News, I'm Steve Carmody.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 150 points at 31,211. This is NPR News. A powerful winter storm is sweeping across the plains. The National Weather Service has posted blizzard warnings for parts of five states. Up to 8 inches of snow could fall from Iowa to Wisconsin. Forecasters warn the storm system is dragging some powerful winds behind it from Montana to Kansas. Some winds could have gusts as powerful as those from a tropical storm. A new report says the coronavirus pandemic led to a sharp drop in greenhouse gas emissions last year in the U.S., but NPR's Lauren Sommer reports emissions are already rebounding and the drop will do little to slow climate change.
As planes were grounded and commuters stayed home last spring, the country burned less fossil fuels. That led to a 10% reduction in greenhouse gas emissions in 2020, according to data from the Rhodium Group. That's the largest annual drop since World War II. But it still doesn't put the U.S. on track to make the deep cuts needed to avoid the worst effects of climate change. Because by the end of the year, driving and flying had come back substantially. To really cut emissions, experts say the changes need to be lasting, like relying more on renewable energy. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.
A team of scientists from the World Health Organization has arrived in the Chinese city of Wuhan. That's where the coronavirus was first detected. The scientists will spend 2 weeks in quarantine before they begin their investigation. China has often pushed back against consensus that the virus first appeared in humans in Wuhan. Some Chinese officials have suggested it began elsewhere, but they have not provided any evidence. This is NPR.